said, give me your cup and I'll give you an ocean. Now take your devotion and flood your life.
Welcome to Worship the Father with Ben Farrell. Over the next half hour, Ben has three things that will energize your life and give you peace throughout the day and into the night. So don't go anywhere. Ben Farrell, singer, songwriter, businessman, and father of four, will help you deepen your walk with your Heavenly Father through thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. This show is designed for you to know how much your Father loves you and that His love makes all the difference in your world. Now, here's Ben.
Welcome to the program today. I'm very excited. I have a real burden on my heart to just something that I really feel like God wants to do on this program. And we're going to be talking about father love. You know, the greatest, most powerful thing that we have going in our life for us is the love of our Heavenly Father. And we talk about, you know, the three things of giving thanks and continually to be grateful and constantly being thankful for the goodness of God. And then we talk about praise, which is exalting Him, magnifying Him. And then we talk about adoration, which is the intimate worship of God, just of coming into His awareness and praise and worship and adoring Him. And this is all well and good, and it is something that we should all do. But sometimes we hit a snag, and I want to talk to you about that snag today, so to speak. And that is, you know, it's hard to be grateful, and it's hard to have a praises of God on our lips when we're hurt or when we're hurting. And you know, when we talk about worship the Father on this program, I'm constantly here to direct your heart toward a loving, good, wonderful Father. But you know, the truth of the matter is, none of us have had a perfect Father in the natural. Think about your own dad. I think about my dad. I think about myself being a dad. Human dads are not perfect. And many times we've been hurt by our dads. And that's why we need the love of a Heavenly Father. Because those hurts that come from our earthly fathers. You know, maybe you've been rejected by your earthly father. Maybe we've been abandoned. Maybe we've been neglected. Maybe we've been mistreated or abused. And those things put a bondage on our heart. And it's been very difficult to turn our heart and trust and embrace a Heavenly Father that is good when we've been hurt or we're carrying hurts from one that has not been good to us or not been perfect. So that is a dilemma. That's what I call the snag. But you know something? I've got great news for you. There is an answer to that. And the answer is in forgiveness. I think each one of us have to come to a point in time where we forgive our earthly fathers. And we say, you know, my dad was not perfect. He gave me the best he could. He did the best he could. And what he did to hurt or wrong me, I've got to let go. And I've got some words from Jesus about this. Jesus says in Matthew 6, when you pray, go into your room, and when you've shut the door, pray to your Heavenly Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, don't use vain repetitions like the heathen, for they think they'll be heard by their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask. And then he talks about the Lord's Prayer. And then in verse 14, he says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So forgiveness is a very, very core issue. And if you think it's hard. You say, you don't know what my dad did to me. Well, let me tell you something. I know what we all did to Jesus. I know we beat him until he was beyond recognition. I know we nailed him on a cross. I know we forsook him. I know we betrayed him. I know we rejected him. I know every kind of wrong was done against Jesus. But you know what he did? Hanging on that cross with all the wrong that had been done to him, he looked up to heaven and said, "Forgive them, Father." Wow. And you know, I've written a song called "Forgive Them, Father." I want to share with you, but as I share this song, I want you to think about your own dad, and I want you to think, is there a need for you to have a moment of truth to just forgive and let those hurts go? And if you think it's too hard, then listen to this song and think about what Jesus had to let go of.
I can see him on the cross, waving me goodbye. I can see the tears in his eyes as they raise him up in shame, cursing his holy name. He just looked up to the heavens and he said, "Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. They don't even know who I am. Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. How can they know that I'm Son of Man?" There was a whirlwind in the air. The earth began to quake, and the sun grew darker than the dead of night. The earth responding to his pain. In the early morning rain, he just looked up to the heavens and he said, "Forgive them, Father. Could you lift up your eyes to God and say what he said? He said, "Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. They don't even know who I am." He said, "Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. They know that I'm, oh, how can they know that I'm, how can they know that I'm Son of Man?" Oh. And Jesus said, when you stand praying, if you have aught against any, forgive.
You know, I ask you to think about what you may need to forgive as I shared that song with you. And the reason this is so important is because the Father, the Heavenly Father's love, it's so hard to experience the Heavenly Father's love if we've got a blockage there of unforgiveness, or we're hurting over the lack or the relationship with our earthly father. So I want you just to come with me with God's love and God's Holy Spirit and just let go of whatever your earthly father did, or whatever wrong or whatever hurts are there. I'm asking right now for the Holy Spirit to come on you and give you the grace to just forgive your earthly father so that you can receive the Father in heaven's love and be free. Will you do that as we share this song called I Surrender? I come to you with open arms. I come to you with a broken heart. You are my refuge. It's your love that draws me near. Tender touch will dry my tears. Oh, I need to praise you. So I surrender. I give up, I give in, I give over again unto you. And I surrender. I lay it out, 'cause I'm all played out. Yes, it's true. This time I'm through. It's not what I want, Lord, you know. But what you want, Lord, just let it be so. Oh, you are my future. Just set me up or set me down. I'm content just to be around you here at this altar. Oh, I surrender. I give up, I give in, I give over again unto you. Yes, and I surrender. I lay it down, lay it out, 'cause I'm all played out. Yes, it's true. This time I'm through. Come, Holy Spirit, and just have your way. Teach me to worship you. Let go and wait. 'Cause I surrender. I give up, I give in, I give over again unto you. Yes, and I surrender. I lay it down, lay it out, 'cause I'm all played out. Yes, it's true. This time I'm through. And I only want you, only want you, my Father, only want you. You know, if we want the Father, we've got to let go of the bitterness, the hurt, the unforgiveness. Could I just pray with you right now? It may not be your dad. It may be your mom. It might be your brother. It might be someone at work. But I just sense, you know, if you're hurt, we need to forgive and get rid of that so that the Father's love can come on you and empower you in the way He wants to. Let's just do that together. Father, we bring this person that's hurt us to you. And we've been wrong. We've been hurt. But as you told us in your word, we choose to forgive that person. We forgive my dad or the other person, whoever it is, wherever the hurt is coming from. Father, we forgive and we release that hurt. We release the bitterness, the anger. We release all of those things, and we ask you, Holy Spirit, to wash that out of our life so that we can experience your love and be free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, my friend, I sincerely hope that you did that and forgave and let go and released, because now you're free to experience the love of the Father. I want to share a poem that I wrote with you. I haven't written it in a song yet, but I want you to get the feeling. This is a little bit autobiographical, but the Father love is what has saved my own life. What can change a dark night into day? What can change a nightmare to a dream? What can resolve my inadequacies? What can open my eyes to finally see? What can tell the devil, that's enough? Father love. What can heal the wound in my heart? What can reassemble the broken parts? What can cast away all my fears, like the darkness when the sunrise appears? What can whisper to my core, you have the stuff? Father love. What can finally fill the desperate need and quiet my insecurities? What can blow the dark cloud away, the hopelessness that penetrates me? What opens up the heavens above? Father love. What can silence the anger and the rage of a little boy who never made the grade? What can lift you when you don't measure up? What can fill the rest of the cup? What gets you through when push comes to shove? Father love. But there is just one Father that can do these wonderful things I'm telling you. That's the one that sits in heaven above, alone, perfect, holy, reigning on the throne. His wrath has been fully satisfied. Not angry now, he's fully on your side. With open arms he bids us come to take our fill of Father love.
Ben has put together a very special devotional package of materials that will help you experience your Heavenly Father in that way. Two CDs of Ben's award-winning music and one of the greatest devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God. Ben's first CD is Sacrifice of Praise, a 10-song collection with just Ben and his guitar, filling your home and heart with the presence of God's love and peace. You know, some of these best-selling songs have been played throughout this program, along with songs from Ben's CD, Reduce Me to Love. This CD, produced by Ben and Daryl Evans, includes 10 uplifting songs, like You Bless Me, ASCAP Song of the Year, and the popular I Rely on the Blood. Join Ben and some of the greatest musicians as they fill your heart and home with songs of praise.
I rely on the blood of the Lamb. I rely.
Plus, when you order right now, you'll receive one of the most sought-after devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God, by 16th century worshiper Brother Lawrence. You know, Ben Farrell says this book has made a greater impact on his devotional life than any other book, except the Bible. Call now and ask for the devotional package. This package is valued at $35, but for a limited time, they can be sent to you for a gift of only $25 or more. Finally, please don't forget to call, write, or log on to our website to support this new broadcast. We need to hear from you. That's 1-800-997-2419, or write to us at Ben Farrell Ministries, Post Office Box 52008, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74152, or log on to our website at worshipthefather.com. That's worshipthefather.com.
Wow, I don't know if you've sensed this, but I feel free. You know, taking you through that exercise of forgiveness, I think I got some stuff out of my own heart. That's a freeing thing when we let go and we just, you know, life is too short to be bitter or angry. In fact, you know what bitterness is? Bitterness is like taking poison and hoping the other person dies. That's not going to happen. The only one that's going to hurt is you and me. So I feel free. I feel like I got rid of some poison as we just prayed. And I hope you feel that way. And I really would like for you to write me. Go to Worship the Father and email ben@worshipthefather.com. I want to hear from you. I want to hear that you have released any hurt or any offense from your own earthly father. That is a starting point of where you can build the most wonderful, beautiful relationship with the Heavenly Father. But with that bitterness or unforgiveness in us, it's going to really hinder us being able to develop a relationship with our Heavenly Father. So anyway, I feel good, I feel better, and I hope you do too. Praise the Lord. You know, one of the most important things in a child's life is to have the blessing of our Father. And you know, when you have the approval and the blessing of your Father, you grow up thinking, man, I can do anything. I can accomplish anything. And some of us get that blessing from our earthly father, and some of us don't. But I'm here to share something that is so wonderful, that you have the blessing of your Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father approves of you. He loves you. He rejoices over you. You are His creation, and He's not ashamed of what He created. He is lovingly excited over you because He created you, and you are beautiful to Him. You have the Heavenly Father's blessing. And I want to share the song, You Bless Me. And I want you to think about that as you hear this song, the fact that you have the Heavenly Father's blessing.
I messed up my little world, broke your heart and bad, lost my mind. So far from you and so far gone, but your love was there for me to find. And oh, you just took hold of me, though my tears were flowing freely. Well, your joy came in the morning and you blessed me. Your joy came in the morning and you blessed me. No, you could have shunned me, but you blessed me. Now when I'm running out of road, with less of me, there's more of you.
I worship you, you are my hope, for you're dear to me and I belong to you.
And oh, you have got a hold of me, and now I'm living free.
Cause your joy comes in the morning and you bless me.
Cause your joy comes in the morning and you bless me.
Oh Lord, you bless me.
Yes, you bless me. Your goodness led me to repentance. I fell down on my knees. Instead of judgment, you gave me mercy.
Isn't it great to have the Father's blessing? I'll be right back.
Ben has put together a very special devotional package of materials that will help you experience your Heavenly Father in that way. Two CDs of Ben's award-winning music and one of the greatest devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God. Ben's first CD is Sacrifice of Praise, a 10-song collection with just Ben and his guitar, filling your home and heart with the presence of God's love and peace. You know, some of these best-selling songs have been played throughout this program, along with songs from Ben's CD, Reduce Me to Love. This CD, produced by Ben and Daryl Evans, includes 10 uplifting songs, like You Bless Me, ASCAP Song of the Year, and the popular I Rely on the Blood. Join Ben and some of the greatest musicians as they fill your heart and home with songs of praise.
I rely on the blood of the Lamb. I rely.
Plus, when you order right now, you'll receive one of the most sought-after devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God, by 16th century worshiper Brother Lawrence. You know, Ben Farrell says this book has made a greater impact on his devotional life than any other book, except the Bible. Call now and ask for the devotional package. This package is valued at $35, but for a limited time, they can be sent to you for a gift of only $25 or more. Finally, please don't forget to call, write, or log on to our website to support this new broadcast. We need to hear from you. That's 1-800-997-2419, or write to us at Ben Farrell Ministries, Post Office Box 52008, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74152. Or log on to our website at worshipthefather.com. That's worshipthefather.com.
I'm counting on you ordering that, especially to get this book, The Practice of the Presence of God. It is such a great book. I can't tell you how many trips I've taken, read this late at night or been troubled, and it's been so much peace to me. You know, today, let's recap. We've talked about forgiveness. We've gotten rid of the hurts of our own fathers and our own life. And we've allowed that to get out of our lives so the Father's love could touch us. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Worship the Father with Ben Farrell.
God said, give me your cup and I'll give you an ocean. Now take your devotion and flood your life. Give me your lamp and I'll illuminate the universe. I can do miracles. I can do miracles. I can do miracles when you worship me.